paid for. We who know that relish assurance based upon sound doctrine. I am secure. I do believe in Christ. Therefore, I enjoy my assurance, for Christ has guaranteed it to me, having become the perfect substitute who paid the price for all my sins. This is just the heart and soul of our assurance. Someone wrote, "If anyone is ever to be kept out of heaven for my sins, it will have to be Jesus." What a thought. If anyone is ever kept out of heaven for my sins, it will have to be Jesus, because he took them all upon himself and made himself responsible for them. And by the way, he's already in heaven. He wasn't kept out. As long as the Father accepted him back in heaven, who was responsible to pay the penalty for my sins, I have no fear that I would be turned away. He was delivered up for our transgressions and was raised for our justification. And so assurance often comes to people who don't understand the gospel. By the way, this takes us back to the resurrection. The Lord is risen, with him we also rose. In his death we vanquished all our foes. The Lord is risen, all our sins paid for through his empty tomb. God declares satisfaction in that sacrifice. I wonder sometimes what people are thinking. I hear this, theology is divisive. People don't want to come to church and hear a bunch of theology. People want things they can relate to. They want stories. They want contemporary style. They want you to communicate in the vernacular. They certainly don't want long, drawn-out expositions of the Bible and big doses of theology. Let me tell you something, folks. Everything in your life that produces anything to the glory of God and your own personal true and pure joy is related to some theological fact. I was talking to the students at the seminary this week. I occasionally do lectures on preaching and sometimes just question and answer. And I sometimes am criticized for a lack of practicality. This is a criticism that has shown up in doctoral dissertations. There was one